This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody thinks they're an animal expert.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that is more common, Tommy, when they're animals that you see around you on a regular
basis.
Yeah,
you're kind of familiar.
Yeah, I mean, so, but here's the thing. What? We're not familiar with these. 95% of people are not familiar with these, but you see them on the side of the road, behind fences when you're driving by, and you go, oh, okay, that's fine.
All right.
These are not animals you hear about attacking people all the time.
They're genteel.
Yes, but I don't know if they're out walking around, if I could just walk up to them and everything will be just fine. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF on Friday.
Yeah.
There was a hubbub at the Ontario Thruway rest stop on the border of Monroe and Genesee counties.
Okay, what happened?
9 cows escaped from a local farm.
And ended up at the rest stop?
Yes, they were walking around the rest stop.
Okay.
And they...
Do you think they know they escaped?
The cows?
Yeah, or are they just like, hey, we can wander farther today.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, did they actively try to break out?
Okay, so there was that one story we had last year of that cow that had got loose on the west side. And that cow seemed like it was actively running away from people.
Yeah.
So maybe they do know that they escaped.
Okay.
So the cows went to the rest area. They saw the markup on the fast food and they went back to their farm. Right. And that was the end of that story. No. So the 9 cows were just wandering around.
Yeah.
Folks got out of their cars and we're taking pictures and walking up to the cows.
Like petting the cows and doing selfies.
No, I didn't see petting cows, but I saw people close to the cows.
Right.
Kimmy, it says members of the facilities team helped get the cows back to the farm from which they escaped.
Yeah.
Does that mean people who work for the state?
That's what I sounded like it.
So you had to herd them back?
But it also sounds like, if that's the case, does that mean people that have no cow experience were just like...
Figured out a way to... I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I wouldn't know how to direct them.
Yeah, we've seen
that. No, that's you say yeah for horses. You don't say it for cows.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's a horse. See, now all the horses are running towards you. You got a problem.
What have you ever seen them round up a herd of horses?
They're what do you mean?
You're on the horse, herding the cow.
No, you say yah to the horse, so the horse runs. Yeah.
You say it to the cow.
No, you don't. No one's ever yahed a cow ever.
I think you're wrong. I think you got to ask backwards.
Okay. You get, I know, because there's also
horse. You're never going rustling with me, bro.
There's also horse situations where you go, yeah, when there's no cows around, because it makes the horse go. Yeah.
According to movies.
Your wife is a horse person.
Yeah, she was.
Why don't you call her right now? Ask her where, what is and what is not, yeah, appropriate. So, like, I don't know if I should be impressed by these facilities workers being able to run up these cows, or if that's just something we would all know what to do in that situation.
Well, apparently we don't.
No.
Well, I don't know. Like, do we, like, go hand by hand and be like, ah, not yeah, whoa.
Like, would they just move if you walked up? Because it doesn't seem like they really, you know, move for much.
Right. Can you push them?
Push a cow?
I don't know.
I mean, you could tip them, but that's not going to help your situation.
Yeah.
Like, do you grab them by the collar and lead them back?
We can grab them.
Do they have a collar?
I don't think they have a collar.
No, because what do you put the bell on?
The bell? What are you doing, man?
I don't
think
they have a collar.
Nursery rhymes? They don't have bells on them.
Says man who goes, yah.
The bell would drive that poor cow nuts.
I thought they still had bells.
No. Ain't no damn bell on a cow.
I don't know.
That's like nursery rhyme crap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I guess the big question is this.
What's that?
Can a cow hurt me?
They can kick you.
Yeah.
Because when you go to milk them, you have to approach them from the side, not the back, because they can kick you.
Gotcha.
Especially when you get up underneath there and you got a handful, you got to be really careful.
Are we still talking about cows?
No, I'm talking about your mom.
Okay, great.
I always bring a stool and a pail.
Kimmy, cows look gentle.
Yeah.
But they're also huge.
Yeah. Yes. So my...
they're like a cow.
One of my husband's coworkers has a farm, and he invited us to his farm out in Chilai to pet like the big furry cows, the Highland cows.
Okay.
And like I was like, yeah, that'll be fun. And then like the closer I got to these cows, I got scared because they're just so big. You know what I mean? And I'm like, to your point, I'm like, can it like knock me over? Like,
well,
how does that work? But he's
did they warn you?
Yeah, I mean, they basically say like, you know, if it comes up to you and like it's I don't know, kind of like nudging. You could just kind of like push it and it goes in a different direction.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's every cow or if that was just these cows, but they were pretty gentle. But to your point, like they can easily knock you over without doing much.
Yeah, God forbid you push the cow with an attitude problem.
Yes.
Badass cow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll yaw you right back. Yaw yourself! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about these nine cows that escaped a local farm near the Ontario Thruway rest stop on the border of Monroe and Genesee counties. Some facilities workers apparently got them back into the farm, but as usual, because there's animals out, people are out of their cars taking pictures, walking closer to these cows. You know, what stories like this always have in common are how nonchalant people are going up to animals in the wild that are just chilling.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd approach a cow without any assistance. Without somebody that knows what they're doing.
But this is that time of the year when you watch the news and you can see people like out at Yellowstone.
Yes!
And you'll see them like going up
to
these.
The buffalo.
These horned buffalo that are the size of an SUV.
So there was an 80 or something year old woman last month.
Yeah.
Who was gored by a buffalo?
Oh, yeah.
It happens every few months. You hear a story about it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
How do you live to be 80 something?
I don't know.
With that kind of common sense?
She's got to be off her meds.
Her buffalo meds?
It must be. Because, like, you would think being on this planet this long, you know, don't F with that thing. They're not nice.
But I mean, I don't want to F with most things, right? Like, deer look like the deer are very gentle, right? I don't want to get near a deer.
No. That got teeth. Like,
well, I'm not worried about the teeth. I'm worried about the hooves can slice me open, right?
Yeah,
those things are sharp if they get going. Like what? I'm afraid of every animal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt the animal, but I don't want to get near the animal.
Yeah.
Unless it's a government-sanctioned animal petting event.
Do you know the difference between a cow, a bull, and a steer?
No.
I don't either. And I cut meat for 15 years. So I don't know.
A bull and a steer aren't the same thing?
Well, bull got horns.
Okay,
so that's a bull.
Bull, like you see, like a matadors and all that crap.
All right, so bull's got horns.
So you know that one, do not F with.
Okay.
Steer, I don't know.
What is a steer?
So a steer, that's a beef cow.
Okay, so that's a dude cow?
Dude cow. It's got, you know, all this stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's your lady cow.
Lady cow.
That's your milker.
Okay.
So steers and bulls are both male cattle, but they have different physical characteristics and behaviors.
So is the steer less aggressive than
the
bull?
Like it.
He might be castrated.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the bull got a full set.
Wait.
Do you know a lot about this?
Well, he did cut meat.
Yeah.
And it's just been a long time.
They let him take home all the bull testicles he chopped off.
No, the steer testicles.
Same thing.
You know those?
Bull testicles until they became steer.
They're called mountain oysters, and they're not bad.
You did not eat bull
testicles.
Did you
try it?
Yeah, but you've spent time in Kentucky.
Yeah, well, Rocky Mountain oysters is what I thought they were called.
Same thing. Yeah. But they're tasty as hell.
What do they taste like?
It's an experience. Uh-huh. You know, I could help you out.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, it's just so funny you bring this up, man.
What is that?
I just got into the testicle game.
You brought it up, but go on. So where would this testicle game be?
I just set up a killer little kiosk in a bedroom.
What's it called?
Uncle Tommy's Old Time Mountain Oyster from my balls to your tongue sauce.
Have you really had them?
Yes.
What do they taste like?
They just taste like beef. It's like if you ever eat beef heart or anything like that, it all just kind of tastes like beef.
Okay. Like, you were aware of what you were eating?
Yeah.
And it didn't freak you out?
Yeah, that would ruin. I feel like if you just knowing what it was, you wouldn't.
It wasn't bad.
Ugh.
I was with that fiance at the time.
It must have pissed you off. Really, you'll have these?
Was it expensive?
I don't know if she was paying. I was broke.
I didn't know if it was like a delicacy.
No, there's no such thing as a delicacy in Kentucky.
I don't know, there's some weird stuff.
Yeah, but it ain't a delicacy.
You know, by the way, bull testicles would be a delicacy?
I'm asking.
Give me more money for these testicles, please. You know, going back to the story about the cows getting loose at the rest area on the thruway, right? It's a funny and cute story for one very important reason.
What's that?
These cows, Tommy, they made it to a thruway rest area, which means they were not all that far away from the thruway.
Yeah.
Do cows cross the road?
Well, I always thought they had fencing up, so I guess if they get out, they can.
Yeah, right. But they're not afraid of the road, are they?
I don't know.
Or like,
I mean, they don't experience it. They probably don't know what the F it is.
Have you guys ever heard of a cow being hit by a car?
No. I mean, I almost hit one time in Florida.
A cow?
It was in a... Yeah, they were...
A Florida
where,
cow.
It was where I wasn't supposed to be. Yeah, very uneducated. Yeah.
Because, like... if these cows didn't show up at the rest area, they could have wandered across 90.
Oh, yeah.
And you could have had someone.
You would have been like, what the hell?
Oh, you're both, you and that cow were a goner.
Right? 70 miles an hour blasting a cow in the middle of 90. And you're right, Kimmy, you wouldn't even know what you were looking at.
Yeah.
There's no way. You would think you're hallucinating.
Why, yeah, like if you saw it in the distance, why isn't that deer moving?
There's nine giant white deer standing on the side of the, in the middle of the road there. I mean, thank God it all worked out the way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the cows were attracted to the smell of the rest area?
Well, maybe.
I mean, they're not meat eaters.
Well, you know what I did find out? Cows like peppermints.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Like the candy?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a little treat that gets them to like move around. I don't know.
Peppermint?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so either.
There you go. Here's your peppermint cow factory today. I don't know. Cause like
because
maybe,
why would they be attracted? Because the rest stops cooking meat.
That's what I mean. That's, that would be deeply disturbing.
Yeah.
That's your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking, ooh, what's going on over
Even
here?
Even your milk products are in there. All everything about you is in that joint.
Do you think if cows knew that we were taking their milk for ourselves, they'd be upset? Like, I get they'd be upset about, you know, us killing them and eating them.
Well, what do they think we're doing with the... When we're pulling thousands of gallons out of this joint.
Yeah, that's a good question. Do they realize what we're doing?
They don't realize it. Bro, they got a brain the size of a like an avocado.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are some animals that are very, very smart. Like, there was a story last week that said horses, for example, can plan ahead and come up with, like, schemes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like,
yeah. What are they waiting on?
Do you wait, bro?
Planet of the hooves?
Say y'all one more time. See what happens. Do it. Say y'all. Say y'all. Do it. You won't.
So I figure, like, pigs are supposed to be super smart, and you can train them.
Okay.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
But I think that's about it.
Well, no. I mean, there are some dolphins may be smarter than us.
I ain't buying that dolphin
You
crap.
Ain't buying dolphin.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I understand they're, like, smart for a fish, but no. Don't expect too much.
They are mammals.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah, like killer whales, like that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, they're hungry. They'll figure out a way to eat your ass.
All right. I mean, there's been videos of whales participating together in tipping over boats that they're pissed about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these things are smart.
Yeah, to a point.
Did you see Blackfish? That thing killed that one guy.
Oh, that poor thing.
Take that. You know why?
Why?
Yawed at him. Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.